Mrs. Turner had six sons, and they all sang like thrushes while they worked at the loom. And Jimmy and Ginny were very stingy, especially Jimmy, who never allowed more than half a herring for breakfast. And the boy went, and the boy after half a herring for breakfast said, half a herring, 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 half a herring.
From the archive, from the source, Mr. Thomas Penniman, former curator of the Pitt Rivers Museum, on the 28th of November 1974, performing a work song of weaving from the Gower Peninsula. Welsh mountain sheep, hundreds of mills, from fleece to fabric, an industry of work going strong then when the song was first sung.
Mrs. Turner had six sons, and they all sang like thrushes while they worked at the loom.
Now, Mrs. Turner also had a daughter, and the boys a sister, but she's not mentioned in the song, and I wonder who she was, what happened to her, and why she is unsung.
And they all sang like thrushes while they worked at the loom.
And one of the sons was Phil Tanner, the Gower Nightingale, who sang the song to Mr. Penniman, singer and source. He remembered the old songs for the future, so they lived on in memory's loom, in the pub, on the wavelengths of the radio, on black and white TV, on the acetate ammonites of LPs, and now on all formats and YouTube, weaved into the then and now and gone of us.
And they all sang like thrushes while they worked at the loom.
Now the Welsh mountain sheep were hardy and thrived in winter. They'd be washed and sheared, their fleeces black and grey, and there were shearing songs too at the spring gatherings. Here's the rosebud in June, and violets in full bloom, and the small birds singing love songs on each spray. And the raw wool would be soaked in piss and water, 50-50, then passed through the willy to untangle the tangle, to make the rovings, and the wool was spun and spun into yarn, as the words were spun to the tune of the song.
And they all sang like thrushes while they worked at the loom.
And Phil Tanner died in his sleep in February 1950. But Mr. Perriman, anthropologist, born 1895 in New Hampshire, sang the song from memory to this cassette tape archive, Object 563527. But as he goes on, he loses the thread. Time scratches on, like the half-life of loss.
Bang of the drums and the squealing of the sword motif. And then you see that are not drafted my gin. Those much better and darkly brewed is my thought.
And Mr. Perriman died in 1977, 3 years after. But it's not the death of the song we hear, for here we are, listening again, hearing, remembering, in this lossless format, what was lived and lives on in the weave of a song.